This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
This, of course, Mr. Phelps, a repeat of last season's Champions League final.
Yeah.
That Real Madrid won 4-1 after extra time. That game rescued by the Sergio Ramos goal in the 90th minute after Diego Godin had opened the scoring. I'm sure it's one of Carlo Ancelotti's biggest disappointments that when he comes to the end of his spell, end of his tenure at Real Madrid, and looks back on his success there, he'll be disappointed with the record they have in these Madrid derbies, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, three successive clean sheets, haven't lost in any head-to-head against Real Madrid in 90 minutes, in seven. That includes the Champions League final. Which, you know, I think people forget. That you look at the final score, it's 4-1. They dismantled them in extra time. But up until that point, you know, it was a pretty even game. And they had that 4-0 as well, didn't they? Not so long ago, when Real Madrid didn't have a shot on target in that game. Now, I've been looking back at some of the head-to-heads to see how dominant Atletico have been. And it's not like in those other games at Atletico, they beat them 4-0, 2-0 and 1-0 in the last three. One in La Liga, one in Copa del Rey and one in the Super Cup. All to nil. But Real Madrid did have chances. They had 11 shots in each of those previous two games, 3 and 5 on target, respectively. Sooner or later, they're going to score a goal away at the Vicente Calderon.
You'd think so.
Well, you know, the quality they've got in their ranks. You know, Ronaldo's just scored 8 in 4 since he was a grumpy boy about Gareth Bale. Remember when he was a bit grumpy about scoring a goal?
He hit the bar with a bicycle kick, didn't he?
Yeah.
And Bale capitalised, and then he was spotted yes, throwing his teddies out of the pram, wasn't he?
Well, since then, he scored against Barcelona in that defeat, and then he obviously scored 5 in that game against Granada. And he's been great since then. So I don't think Real Madrid will go into this game thinking, we must win this game. I think they'll go into this game thinking, we must score a goal. That away goal is massive for them, because they'll be confident going back home that they can beat Atletico Madrid with an away goal as well. Atletico will obviously want to do what they've done for the last three home games and keep them to nil. The interesting thing is, you know, you look at these head-to-heads we've got on our screen here. There's a load of head-to-heads. If you look at head-to-heads like that in English football,
yes,
that's like two seasons worth, isn't it? That's only this season.
Yeah, they've played
two Super Cups, two Copa del Reyes, and two in La Liga. Well, if you go back to the game before that, so the game from before the Champions League final last year, Real Madrid had scored 2 goals at the Vicente Calderon in successive games. They did it in the league when they won 2-0. They did it in the league game before that when they did it 2-0. So they were consistently scoring 2 or more goals away. And this is when Atletico Madrid had got to the Champions League final as well, by the way. So I think they can score.
There is a feeling that Diego Simeone has developed an uncanny knack of being able to stifle them ever since. Obviously, they were fortunate in that Champions League final, weren't they? To a certain extent, Sergio Ramos got that late goal, and then that killed Atletico Madrid, and Real Madrid were too strong in extra time there. But he stifled them on that occasion. Then, as you mentioned, 6 meetings subsequently, he's managed to hold this Real Madrid side at bay, particularly at the Vicente Calderon. There's a couple of injury problems for Atletico Madrid, the big one being Mario Mandzukic is out, and he's scored twice against Real in their recent meetings. So that's a big concern for them. Gareth Bale might be back after his ankle injury kept him out against Eibar. There's still something not quite right there, is there, with Gareth Bale? He's coming for a lot of criticism from the publication Marca, and the BBC got involved, and then Marca attacked the BBC, and that completely spiralled out of control. And Ronaldo clearly doesn't like playing with Gareth Bale. It's evident in those performances, in my opinion.
Well, I just think maybe it maybe steals a bit of the limelight for him. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, we don't know what the ins and outs of it are, but what have you say about Gareth Bale? He scored 15 in 27 La Liga games last season. He scored 13 in 27 so far this season. What's not to like? You know, 2 already in the Champions League in 7. You know, and I just think, you know, he's doing great.
Those numbers do pale into insignificance when you compare them with Cristiano Ronaldo's
numbers,
don't they?
But he is the best player in the world, according to most people.
Cristiano Ronaldo?
Well, him or Messi.
Of course.
So you can't compare him. Gareth Bale isn't the best player in the world.
Gareth Bale came in for that huge transfer fee, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's an understudy, isn't he?
Maybe that's why Ronaldo's nose has been put out of joint.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, we'd have to ask him, wouldn't we? But I've got no idea why his nose is... I mean, he just has a bit of a grump on now and again, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, look, he's an understudy to Cristiano Ronaldo. So when he starts to look more like he isn't an understudy, Ronaldo maybe gets a bit cheesed off. Like if you were the lead actor in a... Imagine this. You're the lead actor in King Lear.
Okay.
And you get a bit of a sore throat like me.
Yeah.
And you have to stand down and your understudy comes in and people are going, wow, this guy's almost as good as DK. In fact, he was better last night. You'd be cheesed off, wouldn't you?
Yeah, obviously.
You'd be annoyed. So maybe that's what it is. But, you know, Ronaldo's still the man, isn't he? And if they're both scoring, who cares? You know, that massive win they had the other week, that 9-1, I think it was funny because like Bale scored the opener and then Ronaldo hit a hat trick inside the first half. It's like, yeah, sonny, this is what I can do. So yeah, I mean, I think they'll be hell bent on scoring a goal here, and I think they can do it. To be fair, one thing about Atletico it's worth bearing in mind, and it might be worth having a look when the prices become available, is their disciplinary record is really poor. They've got the most yellow cards in the Champions League.
This is where you have your success as well. It's worth, if someone's tuning in for the first time and they wonder, yeah, good afternoon, first of all. They wonder, does this guy have betting success ever? I mean, some regular listeners might be thinking the same thing as well.
Well, over 1.5 first half, goals is what I'd say to those people.
The cards markets is where you come into your own, Mr.
Well, not only the Man City game.
But it keeps landing every single time you mention it.
It does keep
which
landing.
Which is nice.
Yeah, which is good. They've had 25 yellow cards, Atletico, and 109 fouls in the competition. Real Madrid have had 12 yellow cards and 63 fouls, so you know it's double that of Real Madrid. So it might be worth us having a look at Atletico Madrid to have the most bookings in the game, and that could shape the tie, you know, because you know, we know that you know if you're down to 10 men, you're missing a player for the next game and everything, then it could have a major bearing. So just want to bear in mind. But I'm going to go. I think, like I said, I think Atletico could win the game. I think Real Madrid will score. If they score, that puts a lot of pressure on Atletico to go out and score more than Real Madrid in the first leg. I'm going over 2.5 goals. It's a pretty safe one. And that is just the other side of odds against. I think it's 23 to 20. I'll double check that. It was 23 to 20 earlier when I looked. But I like that. I think it's priced up like it doesn't happen. But it does happen in this game. You know, it's happened in three of the last four games between the two of them. Admittedly, all of them went to Atletico in the last game. 4-0, 2-2, 2-0 was the one it didn't land in.
It's 23-20.
Yeah. Like that?
Yeah.
That's my main bet for this game.
When you say the other side of odds against, you mean it's odds against?
I meant the other side of odds against is odds on. I meant the other side of odds
on,
obviously.
Okay. I like that. Over 2.5 goals, 23-20 is your main bet in that match.
Love it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.